We're going to ask the Lord to bring life to this word so that he will be able to bring what his plan is for this word and not my plan. Amen? I want you to come with me to 1 Peter today. So we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4. And I'd like you to kind of look at verse 7. Our main verse that we are going to be communicating on is verse 11. So I want you to start at 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Now, without grumbling is probably a circle in my Bible, and maybe you need one on yours. Okay? Because a lot of times when we're offering someone hospitality and then they demand the next level, we have a hard time with it. Do I get any amen? All right. Because self gets in the way. Then the next verse it says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. Now, you know, a lot of times the gifts that are in you by the Holy Ghost are natural gifts as well as spiritual gifts. And those need to be developed. The ones that you have naturally, you've been using right along. But the ones that you receive from the Holy Spirit are spiritual gifts with spiritual denominations, and their reality is only going to be used when you decide to push your flesh out of the way. And if you keep your flesh in the control room, the gifts of the Spirit are going to just dry up. So, it's very important that you press on. It says, it's to serve others. That verse 10 is very important. Because the gifts that you have received are not for selfish motivation. Even though you may receive some acclaim from what God has used you to do, such as what happened to me on Sunday. Now, we were here to recognize spiritual fathers and mothers. And obviously, I ended up getting some praise. And it was no time to start refuting it because it was the Spirit of God using me to serve others. And if that's not understood, then they're going to say, oh my God, he's going to get a swell head. Well, yeah. If you take the glory to yourself, you will get a swelled head. And you will become self-motivated, self-acclaimed. And you'll either end up worshiping yourself, which many people do, and if you do, God will be dishonored. Then it says, faithfully administer God's grace in its various forms. Now, earlier, we had a young lady, and there was a word of knowledge given to her that she gives grace to everybody. And she gives mercy to everybody, but she doesn't give any to herself. She's on a strict diet of, you better behave or else. And she survived that way without giving herself any mercy or grace. But God began a new day for her tonight. A new day of mercy and grace that she can survive with giving herself some mercy and grace. Then it says in verse 11, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. Well, Mr. Andy, I don't know what I'm getting, but those are the very words of God. They're not yours. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. There are many times that the anointing comes upon this young lady. She doesn't know what she's playing. She doesn't have a clue what comes out of her mouth. But I'm going to ask her to stand over here for a minute. Now, you've been playing on Tuesday nights for how many times, roughly?
Like a year.
Yeah, a year. Now, those of you who have been touched by God's words coming out of her mouth, would you please lift up one hand and wave it high? Now, we're not going to give you any glory, but we are going to recognize that God uses your mouth. He also uses her fingers, her natural talents and her spiritual talents for the glory of our God. Amen? Andy, would you stand, please? How many have been blessed because this guy has been obedient in the past year in giving out words that didn't make any sense to him? Okay, you understand? What am I saying? That's one aspect. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. Really, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's what's going on. That's what the word of knowledge is all about. That's what the word of wisdom is all about. Sometimes there's an inner knowing inside of me about somebody or something. Now, Malik, you're 10 years old. And I told your mom a few weeks ago that you had an incredible vision. And you had no clue. Right? You told me you saw a raven. And you also saw a dove, and they crashed into each other. Right? Okay. Doesn't make any sense. But it does to God. See, a raven was used in Elijah's day to feed him and to supply his food. And there was a prophetic word given in California about the raven being used to keep our country flowing with oil from a foreign land. How many know that ravens don't have a very friendly nature? They are vultures. They don't necessarily like people. Yet God used someone in this Elijah to keep him alive, giving him food, and letting him survive. There's an Elijah ministry in the earth today, in the United States of America, and in Canada. That Elijah ministry is being kept alive on foreign oil, feeding us the natural energy that we need to keep on going until God's Holy Spirit says, I'm going to do a new thing. And when I read that prophetic word given by Kim Clement in California, I said, Lord, how are you going to do this? And God used Malik to give me the answer. The Holy Ghost is going to crash into what? The raven. And they became one. Meaning, God's going to convert the Middle East and their attitude and their way of doing things and their raven nature. Selfish and maybe warring nature. And he's going to transform the Middle East people. And he's going to transform us. And supply us with the energy we need. How many remember having nightmares about how they're going to heat their house this winter? Come on, put your hand up. I'm not alone. And I remember what the Lord told me. Would you please look on me and not on the oil company? I got oil last week, $2.09 per gallon. Last year, The last delivery was $3.60-something, almost $4. It could have been even more, but I'm guessing. There was more. Okay. What God did, nobody wants them to give him credit. Who's in the control room of Wall Street? God is. He's not going to be mocked. The Word of God will come alive in you when you least expect it. The Holy Spirit is going to impact you when you least expect it. You say, how can this be? Because the Holy Ghost has come in and crashed on your act. Did you hear me? Close your eyes. Say, the Holy Ghost has come in and crashed on my act. And he's having his way. Amen? So the channels of truth are whom? Who are the channels of truth? We are. You want some more example? Matthew 10:20. If you are making notes, write it down. Matthew 10:20. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. How can you miss it? That's pretty clear. It won't be Malik speaking. It's the Spirit of his Holy Spirit Father speaking through him. It's not the Spirit of Andy speaking under his own steam. It's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost speaking through Andy. And vice versa, every single one of you. Mark 13:11. Mark 13:11. Wherever you are arrested, whenever you are arrested. Did you ever get arrested?
No.
I'll give you an arrest. You just get a letter from the IRS, and they want $2,000 more than you gave them last year. You just got arrested. Yes or no? You got arrested. Somebody's shaking your tree. That's an arrest. You got a letter in the mail, and you're canceled from your job. You just got arrested. Amen? Yeah. You're no longer going to be doing as you used to. You got arrested. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Please say amen. John 7:38. John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within you. From within you, not outside. 1 Corinthians 2:13. 1 Corinthians 2:13. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words. Do I get an amen? Crystal, a few weeks ago we prayed with you. We asked the Holy Spirit to overwhelm you and to capture you and bring you a brand new language. What happened, young lady? Yeah, you got to speak brand new words in a brand new language by the Holy Ghost. So now, you know, you have a new language available to you to pray and to intercede. It's like a private line directly to Papa. Next one. 1 Peter 4:11 I gave you. 2 Peter 1:21 will confirm it. 2 Peter 1:21. Prophecy never has its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's the last one I'm going to give you. 2 Peter 1:21. The prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Now take a chance. Close your eyes. One more time, put your hand over your heart. Say, when I prophesy, it's not me prophesying, but the Spirit of the Holy Ghost working through me, prophesying through me. to change the circumstances around me. Whether it's in school, in my home, in church, or on the job, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, the Holy Spirit can have His way with my mouth. Amen? And amen.